Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu consults with men of knowledge.
Despite their seniority, the Sahabi Karam Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in would consult their seniors as well as their juniors in their matters and seek guidance from them and listen to the various opinions of their companions, of their well-wishers. And this is what was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Ummah through the Sahaba-e Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And this is what was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Ummah through the Quran and through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَشَاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. In important matters, consult them. وَشَاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Consult the Sahaba رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. In significant matters, in important matters. After listening to their opinions, if you resolve on a particular opinion, the person who consults other people may not have any opinion. He is confused. He has no opinion. Or it is possible that he already has an opinion, but he wishes to get more choices of opinions and thereafter take the best opinion that is available. And only an intelligent person would do this. He would not suffice with his own opinion and leave aside the opinions of other people when there is a possibility that a particular opinion may be more better than his opinion. And because he is going to follow these opinions, or either one of these opinions, it is he who will benefit or it is he who will make loss. So a person should search for everything that is in the market so that he is able to take the best course of action for himself and bring as much profit as possible. Nowadays, ego prevents us from consulting others, that if I consult somebody, that means I am inferior and he is superior. No, it is not so. The opinion that has come to your mind is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opinion that will come to the minds of other people will also be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is also a possibility that it is from shaitan. So because of somebody's high degree of concern, a better opinion may come in his mind than you. Because opinions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they depend on the high degree of concern. It also depends on the high degree of taqwa, high degree of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is advised that one should consult a pious person, because a pious person will have high degree of taqwa, high level of wilayat, and also high level of concern. Because if he is wali and muttaqi, then he will have lot of love for the creatures of Allah. So when you put your case forward to him, he will think very carefully with lot of concern. And then somebody with high level of knowledge, because somebody with high level of knowledge will be able to differentiate between an opinion which is from shaitan and which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the opinions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the good opinions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should not feel inferior. So consult. Consult people, and thereafter it is you who will decide. Nobody imposes his opinion on you. My late father, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say that one should adopt the habit of consulting people on matters of importance especially. And he used to say that people give you their opinion free of charge. And there are many people who are full of experience. So my late father used to say that nobody imposes his opinion upon you. So after taking free opinions from people, you have a wide range of choice to choose from. So why not consult people, he used to say. What is wrong in consulting people? What do you lose? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Make mashwara with the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen. And after listening to their opinion, إِذَا عَزَمْتَ. If you resolve on a particular opinion, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow that opinion. Rely on Allah and follow that opinion. That means how much ever that opinion seems to be good, you should not rely on that opinion that now because of this opinion we will definitely become successful. No. فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises certain people regarding whom he says that they are the people of Jannah, they are the people of Allah. And then he mentions their qualities. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. What is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more better and far more lasting than this world. And this far more lasting and far more better akhirat is for whom? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Those people who consult each other regarding their matters and then they take decisions. This is one of their qualities. So istikhara and istishara, both are important. Ma khaba man istakhar wa ma nadima man istashar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who carried out istikhara will not lose out, and the one who consults the right person will never regret. So look at Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the likes of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they also used to consult their juniors like Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that for as long as my superiors were alive, I used to keep in touch with them and consult them. When one by one all of them passed away, then I began consulting my same age contemporary people, my counterparts. And when they also passed away, Allah granted him long life, he passed away at the age of approximately 80. When they also passed away, I began consulting my juniors. So in mashwara lies barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.